I have a bit of a weight hanging over my shoulders, if that's the right expression. 6 days and counting until I attempt to do the Manchester 100 bike ride, which is, as the name suggests, 100 miles starting in Manchester and riding through Cheshire. That's quite a long way. It'll be the first sporting event of that kind that I've ever done. For anyone who's really into cycling, you may think, yeah, 100 miles is quite hard. But for those people who do kind of regularly 60, 70 miles, it's maybe not quite so much of a challenge. Having said that, it's a hell of a long way. It's going to be about 7 or 8 hours riding. And I'm a bit scared. And actually, it feels, I have the anticipation of something quite scary. It makes me think of when I was pregnant with my first child and about and kind of nearly due and had the anticipation of labour, and you know it's going to really, really hurt, but you don't quite know how much it's going to hurt. And then last night I was reading a book. It's the autobiography of David Miller, the British cycling champion who had a fall from grace when he was found to be doping, basically. But in his early years as a professional cyclist, he recounts the first 100-mile race that he did. And it scared me witless because, you know, this is from a guy who was cycling very, very seriously. And he said that when he, for years afterwards, he sort of imagined that he actually hadn't managed to finish the race because his memories of it were so sketchy. And then he says that it was only when he bumped into one of his teammates that he was reminded of what happened, and that he says, "I was literally weaving around in the road, delirious with exhaustion. Then I remember crawling to the finish line ages after the winner." So that's not really given me a whole lot of confidence either. But anyway, 6 days and counting. I should say actually that my eldest didn't also add to that confidence by when I said, "Do you think I'm going to be able to do it?" He said, "No, I don't, Mum. I don't think you're going to be able to finish it. I think you'll have a good go at it, but I don't think you're going to be able to finish it." Which, you know, it's nice that your children have such faith in you. But ultimately, I have to finish it. I have to do it. And that's the thing, because I'm doing it for charity, for Refuge, the domestic violence charity. It's a really good cause. And I feel like I can't let people down. So onward and upward, hopefully lots of kind of rest this week and eating pasta, I guess. Anyway, let's see what happens.